I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, Ed Lucas has interviewed 6 decades worth of baseball's best players, but he hasn't actually seen a game since 1951. First, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I feel like he's a very lucky man somehow.
Oh. Baseball takes it on the chin once again. The Golden State Warriors lost Game 3 of their opening round series against the Houston Rockets. Steph Curry sat out that game with an ankle sprain. So, panic in Oakland?
Not quite panic. I think aggravated concern at this point. If it goes another game, maybe panic.
They can't absolutely be horrible without him, right? I mean, they won all those games.
They're not. They only lost by a point without him. They're a very talented team, but he's the one who shoves them beyond everybody else in the league.
Former Syracuse star and NBA player Pearl Washington passed away this week. He was only 52 years old. Do you have any stories about Pearl Washington?
I have so many stories about Pearl Washington, from watching him throw the ball through the hoop to beat Boston College and go right up the runway at the Carrier Dome, to watching him absolutely take Georgetown apart in his first Big East championship game. It was the time before we knew all of these people when they were 12. And he started out as a legend. It was a time when legends didn't have logos. And he is the first one of that magnificent generation of Big East basketball players to pass away. I will miss him. And when the history of the Big East is written, he is 1A behind Patrick Ewing.
This week, Chicago Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw was suspended 1 game for using a gay slur against a referee in a Tuesday playoff loss to the St. Louis Blues. Why does the NHL seem to have such a difficult time generating positive publicity during the Stanley Cup playoffs?
It's tough, but I give them credit for jumping on Andrew Shaw immediately and suspending him for a game. As professional sports have moved closer and closer to acceptance of both gay fans and gay players, the NHL's been way out ahead on this, and it's largely due to the work of one man, a guy named Brian Burke. As you point out, the league doesn't need this during its signature event.
Charlie, the music world is mourning the death of Prince at the age of 57. Fair to say that the sports world is mourning as well?
Oh, absolutely. He contributed, among other things, the greatest Super Bowl halftime. The two greatest moments in the mixing of music and sports as entertainment at a sporting event are Marvin Gaye's performance of the national anthem at an NBA All-Star game and Prince's halftime performance at the 2007 Super Bowl, which absolutely blew the roof off, happened in the rain, in a miserable night, in a miserable football game. It's the only thing people remember about the 2007 Super Bowl.
Purple rain?
I don't think so.
Charlie, this week, the Associated Press released a massive report that alleges that the South Korean government perpetrated hideous atrocities leading up to the 1988 Olympics there, including the establishment of slave labor camps and the killing of vagrants. Host countries have abused the rights of their citizens in the past, but this is extraordinary. I wonder how the government of South Korea hid this for 30 years.
Well, I was at the 1988 Olympics, and there was a lot of talk there, just rumors about what the government had done to clear the streets and to put on the best possible face for the world. There were a lot of demonstrations, some of them violent, but this is beyond belief. This ranks up there with what the Qataris are doing for the World Cup and all of the other atrocities of this nature. This is just an astonishing thing. They have no idea how many people were killed or brutalized in this yet.
Curt Schilling has lost his broadcasting job. He had previously been suspended by ESPN. Now he's been fired. Do we blame social media again?
No, we blame Curt Schilling because this is about the fourth time he got caught doing this. And before anybody calls in or emails in or tweets about this, he does not have a First Amendment right to a job with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They told him to knock it off when he compared Muslims to Nazis, when he told people that Hillary Clinton was a criminal who should be under the jail. And now he sends out the anti-trans meme, and he's shocked to learn that ESPN has run out of patience with him.
The Atlanta Braves were the worst major league team going into the weekend, and as if that wasn't bad enough, now the team is complaining to the Players Association about infield conditions at Turner Field. Wait a minute. That's their field. What's going on
here? Well, apparently where the turf meets the infield dirt is very irregular. You can trip over it. You can blow out an ankle. Again, my cynical mind says they've already knuckled Atlanta and the surrounding environs for a new stadium they don't need. I think they're probably just going to let this one go to seed.
So to speak.
Absolutely. Mm.
And finally, Charlie, Rochdale is a third-tier football club in Manchester, England, And as if being third tier weren't bad enough, one of its players recently suffered an on-field ignominy never suffered by any Premier League player. What was that?
Yeah, old Callum Camps left his lights on in the parking lot, and it was announced over the stadium public, hey, dummy, go turn off your lights.
He recognized the license plate.
Exactly. You'll never make the Premier League leaving your lights on in the parking lot, mate.
Charlie Pierce joins. Oh, you know what? Then he scored a goal.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he still had to go turn his lights off.
His own lights. Because that's what you don't have to do
exactly.
In the Premiership. There are men who do
they
that.
They will hire
for
some. That's right. The FIFA will hire someone very corrupt to steal your car, but he'll turn off the lights.
You can find Charlie Pierce's sports writing at sportsillustrated.com. And, of course, he joins us each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.